Hello, this is Harley, and this isn't exactly going to be like my regular recordings. I just wanted to share some thoughts that I had, and this isn't going to be a happy post, so if you're in a not good mood, feel free not to listen. I just kind of wanted to get this out, and I might cry, so I apologize if you need to hear this, or if you hear this. So I babysit for a family that has two kids, and today we were looking at the window, and across the way there was two boys, and there was this little boy that was from a different neighbor, and this little boy always wears his hat, and he's not all there, the way that the people I babysit for, the mother, she explains it is that his elevator doesn't go to the top floor, which I kind of find offensive, but there are worse things to say, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. But he was over by them, and one of the boys was throwing dirt at him, and he wasn't doing anything. And I left the house. I told the kids that I was babysitting to stay in the house. And I went out and I spoke to them and I told them, hey, don't do that, blah, 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 blah. Stern adult type figureness. And the older brother said, well, I didn't do it. And it's like, yeah, well, you let it happen. So that's almost just as bad. But eventually the older one went and got the mom. The mom took the son in, and she came out and she thanked me for stepping in. And I had talked with the boy who had been the one that dirt had been thrown at. And I asked him if he was okay, and he said no. And they threw dirt at him, on his face, at his face, pretty harshly. The kid had a shovel. And he didn't do anything. He just stood there. And he, would walk away, and then he'd come back and talk with him. And it just, that made me sad. And then it made me sad because I talked to the kids that I sit for, and I told them that if you ever see someone hurting someone like that, you find an adult. You say something about it. And he said, okay. And I'm like, you promised me. And he said, yes. Well, I spoke to the father about it when he got home. And the father basically explained to me that depending on the situation, he's not going to say anything because it's not his kid. It's their choice to not parent their child because in both cases, the two kids that were not doing good things and the kid that wasn't all there that was having the dirt thrown at him, the parents weren't there. They weren't paying attention. They weren't present at all. And he was okay with that. And he basically just said, you know what, I care about my kids. I'm worried about my kids. And I'm like, yeah, well, I told him to tell an adult. And he said that he doesn't want him getting a reputation for being a tattletale. And I can understand that thought. But if someone's being hurt, if someone's being bullied from a position, as myself, I was bullied when I was a kid. I did not have it nearly as bad. I actually wasn't bullied. Maybe in a weird sense, I was bullied by my family, but not the current idea of bullying. I was teased a lot for things, but I don't think I was ever bullied. But that's not okay. And the dad was okay with this, and it astounded me. And the biggest thing that makes me sad is that I want to have children. I want to be a mom. I really, really want to be a mom. And that's not going to happen for a while because I just can't support having children right now. Because I'm being smart about it. And that's a good thing. Because I refuse to raise a child in poor conditions. I'm not going to do that. They will have the best that I can offer. And if I cannot offer the best, then I will not have children. But I want to be a mom so bad. But you have these people who have children. They have the means to support these children. They live in really nice fucking houses. Like, I just, something that I can never imagine myself living in because I've never, I'm working class. I'm not middle class or higher, upper class or anything like that. I married into, I guess, a middle upper class family. He'll deny that, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. But I come from a blue collar family. We're a working family. And I see these people who have children. And they're not there to be parents. They decided that they didn't need to be present. And I think that really hits home for me because when I was a kid, I was really neglected by both of my parents. Well, my mom was gone by like the age of 7. And then my dad, he did a lot of drugs, and he was gone a lot, and I kind of raised myself. I did, because he just wasn't there. And it's to see people who have what I want and take it for granted. It really hurts. And I have friends who understand my need to be a mom, but I don't think they understand how much that need is and how much pain I have when I see families who have like 8 children or 2 or 1 or whatever, and they're not with them. They're not spending time with them. They are doing other things, and I understand that being an adult is really fucking shitty. You gotta work, and you have to pay bills, and you have all these adult problems and everything. But if you want to have a kid, they need to be a priority. And I don't have that. I don't have that stress. I don't have that responsibility. And I really want it. And I know to some people it's terrifying, and it is. But I want some little person to take care of and to mold. And I don't have it. And I really want to. So I guess right now I'm just really sad, and this is totally not sexy, and I apologize, but I just really needed to share this because, you know, wow, whoa, that was gross. I don't know, I could ramble. So that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. And actually, funny thought, so I'm obviously crying, and there's like snot and tears and shit. My mom used to tell me that snot was brain juice. Totally gonna tell my kids that if I ever have any, if I have one, whatever. So the people out there who, I don't know, you just, if anyone can understand the idea of wanting something so bad, choosing not to have it. Because, you know, I could have a kid right now, and both of our families, they would just throw money in our direction. Like, we would be fine. We would be okay. Because I would make it happen when I get in work mode, when I get determined, I don't stop. It's really scary, actually, and it's completely not healthy, but I do what I need to do. So if I had different decisions and different things in my life, and I decided to have a kid right now, I could make it work. But I don't. The things aren't right. And it just, it's so sad to know that I want something so bad. But if things don't happen in a way that I would approve of to be able to bring a child into this world, then I'm not gonna have one. And that is a really scary thought. And I hope that that doesn't happen. I hope that I get to where I need to be, and I can be comfortable, and I can get to where everything's okay and stable, and I can have a kid, because I want someone to look at me and call me mom. Yeah, that's kind of what I want. So, that's my almost 13-minute ramble on brain juice and gross sounds on FSA. Very sexy. I don't know. There could be a fetish out there for crying. Who knows? So, I feel better, I'm gonna put a warning up to let people know that this is not a sexy recording, and if you people ignore it, that's okay too. I needed to put that out there. So, thank you for listening.